Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
471st edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Sign up at gametime.co and use promo code CFBX for $20 off. gametime.co, promo code CFBX. And finally, we're brought to you by the SGPN app. The SGPN app is completely free to download, and all your favorite SGPN podcast contests and picks are right there. Just type in SGPN into your app store today and download America's number one DGEN app.
Howdy ho, Degenerinos. Welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 471. It's going out to Eric Does Sports, one of our friends from the Discord. He's the one who made Matt Rivola.com joke as Gumby plays the song twice.
Damn it. It's been a few weeks since I did that.
This goes out to you, and this goes out to Gumby for screwing up again. It's been a while, though.
Yeah, I've been good.
It's fun, though. It's funny. You've been good.
I've been good.
He's been a good boy. Santa says you've been a good boy. All right. We're back with your regional MMA event. We're going to have a bunch of regional, quote unquote regional. Some of these events are going to be massive events like Ryzen New Year's Eve in Japan. That's hard to say that's a regional event, but still. Regional MMA is going to be the name of the game, and other fun episodes for the next month until the UFC is back up and running. Let's bring in the regional MMA guru, the brains behind it. He'll tell you how great he is with regional MMA. This was a busy weekend of regional MMA. We gave you picks for some events, but there was like Friday was just a buttload of fights. So let's bring in Gumby Vreeland. He can tell us what good went down on the weekend and how his picks played out and stuff like that. Hello, Mr.
Vreeland. I actually only went 2-3 in my picks. I was kind of a little bummed out about them. Yeah. And it was, if you really want to peel it back, 2-4, because one of the picks I gave is like a bonus pick didn't come through. My boy, Oseumano Yemolan, who I've been told is not real. Here's the thing, and this is my bad beat excuses that I'm going to drop on you. Oseumano Yemolan did exactly what I said he was going to do. He picked his opponent apart from range because he's 6'3" at middleweight, lanky as all hell. Just picking the dude absolutely apart, clearly winning the round, shot a double leg and got guillotined. And I was just like, what in the world is that dude doing shooting a double leg, being that long and lanky? And I know he's got a wrestling background, so that's probably some of it. But, like, you're winning, the striking dude. So there was that. And then I had Sarek Shields. I had as an underdog against Alfonso Leyva. You know, he's winning some grappling exchanges. I'm not sure he won the round, but it looked like he was trending in the right direction and probably en route to winning a fight. And Alfonso Leyva hit him with a flying knee. And you're like, shouldn't count. That shouldn't count. I was right about it. I was breaking it down. So, you know, just a couple of bad beats in there. But altogether, we're still up almost 15 units on the year for regional MMA. We're talking like a 63% hit rate is what I had. I don't have my spreadsheet open right now, but there's still time to either add to that or massively mess it up, because we are going to jam like 30 regional MMA fight cards.
That's true.
Into the end of this year.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, you're not getting regional picks anywhere else anyhow. So this is your spot. You have no choice but to listen to Gumby, because who else is going to, what other podcast is going to give you regional MMA picks?
No, I don't think anybody else is breaking down Uriah Faber's A1 Combat 16.
No. And even in a van that Gumby says, isn't that great? But we're going to break it down regardless this episode. So anything else worthy of seeking out to watch from this past weekend? I did see some sick knockouts, but what events did you watch?
I mostly just watched LFA. Okay. You know, it's getting towards the holiday season, and with kiddos, my MMA.
But no Elf in the Shelf in your house though, Gumby. So
no, I'm very anti Elf in the Shelf.
I've been fighting. I'm fighting with your wife about that on Instagram the past little while. Yeah,
Elf in the Shelf is dumb as shit. Here's your title for this episode: Elf in the Shelf is dumb as shit.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't get it. I didn't have it as a kid.
They didn't exist yet, those elves.
Is this a new age thing?
Yes.
I half assumed it was old, really.
Yeah, you're just a bunch of Elf in the Shelf haters is all I'm having to say. Our elf's name is Spark, and he's crazy. He's always getting into mischief over here. But yeah, Gumby still doesn't have time to watch. LFA usually is worthy of your time, though. Like, they don't usually swing and miss, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I always watch an LFA card. Yeah.
They're still the top. How often have you watched Uriah Faber's A1 Combat?
Twice.
Or do you just watch clips?
I think twice. I watched when Peyton Talbot was on it. I think he's the first UFC fighter off of Uriah Faber's A1. So when he was on it, I was like, oh, this guy looks legit. And I like tuned in to watch it. And then I've gone back, and I've had to go back and watch some to like prep for other shows. But, you know, outside of that, not a ton.
Yeah. I see. We're all having Slava clauses on this card too, and a reindeer versus elves submission match. I'm looking at the fight poster. So, and ring card girl contest. It's good. Got to make it fun. How do you watch A1 Combat, Gumby?
It's a Fight Pass show.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Tapology, it's all on Fight Pass.
Have that, but I figured it would be.
You can get it on Fight Pass.
Good, fantastic. All right, we're gonna break down Uriah Faber versus A1 Combat 16, Sanchez versus Figueroa.
Correct?
Yeah. Figueroa. Why am I butchering that name? I am butchering it, though. That's for sure. All right. This is going down Saturday, December the 23rd, which is just around the corner, next Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern. As Gumby said, it is on Fight Pass. It's from the Visalia Convention Center in Visalia, California. Have you ever been there, Gumby?
Nope.
Do you know where Visalia is, other than don't say California?
I've never been to California, so I know.
Oh, no?
I don't know any. No.
Even I have been to California. Let's see. Where is Visalia? It's let me see where
they used to do fights out of Tachi Palace.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't know if they still do, but
Tachi, that used to be the where you'd have to watch the little guys would be there.
Yeah, TPF.
Yes, that would be the spot before UFC swallowed it all up. It is what Fresno area would be the closest big city for people who care. It's between Fresno and Bakersfield, California. Obviously. For those who care, makes sense that the California kid is doing an event in California. It's in a cage, sadly. We got 10 fights. We're going to break down 5 of them that Gumby finds worthy. Thoughts on any of the other 5? Anyone else jump out at you or not?
Nah, it's mostly like newbies. We pretty much skirted all the fights where everybody was making debut. Actually, we have one with the guy making a debut. So
yeah, I'm like, I wonder how skirt all do on these ones.
I got a good feeling about that one, actually. So we'll talk about it when it comes up.
A classic degen thing. A classic guy who's selling picks to someone would say that, right? Not around these parts.
We don't sell picks. So. We don't believe in it.
All right. I've wasted enough time. I'm going to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. I want to tell you about Underdog Fantasy before we start breaking down fights. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football, and MMA. Don't forget about us. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. Gumby, do you have a play for us on this here Monday or Tuesday or whenever?
Yeah, if Monday night, if you're getting this in your ears before basketball is tipped off, I like the higher than on Julius Randle's points, 22.5 it's listed at. He's playing the Lakers. Lakers have been giving up a lot of points to the big men lately. So give me Julius Randle getting some of that action.
See, he's not just picking these picks out of his butt. He tells you why. Just Randall's actually turned things around this season. He did not start off
He's looking great lately.
He's usually it's one a good season, bad season, good season, bad season. He's due for a bad season this year, but maybe he's gonna actually change things. So we will watch along and find out. We'll make our picks, and then maybe we can make a little cash over Underdog's mobile app or our website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. This is Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. All right, everyone ready for some winners? Let's go. We don't have any odds correct for this yet.
I haven't seen any yet.
And now that we're not sponsored by any particular bookie or website or odds maker, where do you usually see odds for this here?
Bet online usually is Bet Online. Yeah, I've seen them. On some of like the bigger, you know, like domestic books too. Like I think DK has had them a couple of times. I don't know about FanDuel, but like MGM sometimes has got them. But like you can usually find some regional shows on those. But Bet Online is the like, I mean, dude, they post them so early. Like I think they might already have some Octagon stuff for the end of the year.
Fantastic. No odds for this here yet, but Gumby will try to predict, or he'll at least give you a range that you should pick his plays in. All right, we're going to start off with 3 5 minute rounds at featherweight. Brock Diaz versus Isaiah Batin Gonzalez. I'll tell you about Batin Gonzalez. Mexipino. There's a good nickname, Gumby. I assume one parent in Mexican, one parent is Filipino. I assume great nickname, Mexipino.
It's a great nickname.
Yep, you can't argue with the nickname. He's 4-2, one knockout, one submission. He's been knocked out once. This is his Uriah Faber A1 combat debut. He's lost two straight fights. He's not fought since March of 2021. He's not won since March of 2019. Used to fight down at bantamweight, 1-0 in Bellator, 3 inches taller than his opponent this week, Diaz. As for Diaz, 2-1 with one knockout, never been finished in a fight. This as well is his A1 combat debut. He's won two straight fights. He's not lost since February of 2020, which was his pro debut. All right, I take it you had to do some digging on these two.
I did, although I have seen Batin Gonzalez fight a couple of times.
Of course,
but I had to remind myself that he had fought. He fought his last fight was against Ferny Garcia, so we know that name.
Yep, we do know that name.
Yeah, and so I think Diaz is going to come in here as a favorite, mostly just because he's won two in a row, and Batin Gonzalez has lost two in a row. And that's usually a bad recipe. I'll say -200 on Diaz with like a +180, +175 on Batin Gonzalez. And I'm going to go Batin Gonzalez here. I like the dog right out the gate. I think, you know, Diaz has shown like some really good wrestling against some really awful opponents. Like some real, he's fought some real bad dudes. Whereas Batin Gonzalez, I mean, like I mentioned, he fought Ferny Garcia. Ferny Garcia, good wrestler out of my favorite camp there. Why is that escaping me? My favorite camp there in Texas. Fortis MMA.
Yes.
Yeah. Why was that? I don't know why that was so hard suddenly.
Because you're getting old, Gumby. Let me tell you, that's why. It happens.
That's probably it. But anyway, he fought Ferny Garcia. Ferny Garcia shot a bunch of takedowns early, got all of the takedowns, but had like 3 seconds of control time against Batin Gonzalez. He just gets right back up. From a striking perspective, Batin Gonzalez is weird. He's like very tall, very long, not fundamental in any way, but almost in a way that like messes you up more than it like helps you. He's super awkward on the feet. I think between that and just being able to like deal with the pressure and the wrestling and getting right back up, I think that and the cardio will probably be enough here for Batin Gonzalez. And if you can get him at dog money, any dog money here, I think is probably worth it. But if you can get him close to 2-1, I think it's a huge value.
Fantastic. Start right out of the gate hot. Hopefully this is a dog and hopefully it comes through for us. All right, we're going to jump up a couple of fights. Gumby wants us to do a bantamweight fight next. Enoch McCotrell versus B. Spencer, it says, but his first name is, what's his first name? Brandon Spencer. I don't know why it's B. Dot Spencer, but it's Brandon Spencer. 3 5-minute rounds at bantamweight. Spencer 1-0 with one knockout. This is his A1 combat debut. 2 inches taller than McCottrell. Cottrell, lock and load is the nickname. He's 0-0 with one no contest as a pro. The 1-0 contest did come in A1 combat. Now, this one you had a dig on.
I did. I went back and I watched Enoch McCottrell's amateur career, which is extensive. The dude has fought a ton on the amateur scene.
Yep.
And so as far as odds go, I think probably McCottrell will come in here as a slight favorite, despite it being, I guess technically it's not his pro debut, right? He fought one other time. And I didn't actually watch that fight. I have no idea why it's a no contest. Probably something illegal. But McCottrell is, I think, going to come in as a slight favorite, both because of his long, extensive amateur career and because of the fact that, I mean, he's built like a brick shit house. Like, he's huge for a bantamweight. He's hyper, hyper athletic, which I think is going to give him an advantage here. But I will say, because they're so new and because Spencer actually has a pro fight under his belt, I'll say that the odds wind up close. Like, let's say like negative 145 for McCottrell and like plus 125 for Spencer. I like McCottrell here. I think if his number comes in anywhere close to even, or like negative 150 or below, I think he's a good value here. He's super, super, super explosive. And his combinations are nice, with the exception of the fact that I think he needs to learn to, I think he needs to throw one less punch in all of his combinations. Like, if you watch his combinations, sometimes he will throw three. They will look perfect. And he'll just kind of like overextend himself on the fourth and like get himself off balance and just like badly miss on a punch. But like, as a guy who's only had, you know, like one pro fight, like that's kind of what you expect. And from Spencer, I think his chin's just too high for these fights. I worry about that. He's not hyper athletic like McCottrell. Like, he's kind of like a wiry looking dude who, you know, he throws some okay bunches, but like for the most part, I would say the big thing about Spencer is just that he's like all offense and no defense. He throws good combinations, his chin's up in the air. He doesn't seem to be worried about the return. So if McCottrell's a guy who throws too many punches in his combinations and is like off balance, he's probably safe against the counters. And also like those punches will probably land. So McCottrell probably is a slight favorite here, I think is a good value.
All right, there you go. Hopefully, maybe even, I guess he won't be a dog, but we can hope, right?
I mean, he's pretty much making his pro debut, so like, yeah. You never know. Yep. Stuff has been crazier than that.
Stuff has been crazier than that, is very true. All right, where are we moving to next? We're going to another bantamweight fight. Jose Avalos versus Abdikabul Kadar, not American. Everyone else has been American before. This man is from Kazakhstan. Perhaps you've heard it. There's been a few good fighters from Kazakhstan recently. All right, I'm going to tell you about Calder first. He's 4-2, one knockout, two submissions. He's been knocked out once. 2-1 in A1 combat. He's 4-1 over his last five. Did lose his last fight. He's fight at featherweight. 2 years younger than Avalos, 3 inches taller. Avalos, Stillmatic is the nickname. What album is also named? Who has an album named Stillmatic, Gumby? See if you know this one.
I came out
in like 2001. Nas has an album named Stillmatic. Do you know who Nas is?
The rapper, right?
Yes. His debut classic was Illmatic, and then he a few years later it was Stillmatic.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's not that great an album. And this is spelled differently as well. But anyhow, that's Avalos's nickname. Don't know what it means for him. He's 7-3, one knockout, five submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice, so he's been finishing all his losses. This is his A1 combat debut. 4-1 over his last five, 6-2 over his last eight. Won his last fight via submission. That was back in July of 2022. And that's all I got.
I'm going to say this fight is a pick 'em. Both because Avalos has a little bit better of a record, and Kaldar is, he's from Kyrgyzstan, and people see that name. And Abdikabul Kaldar, and bets will come in just because his name is Abdikabul Kaldar. Like, right, that's enough. But I will say this, I love Avalos in this fight. Anything south of negative 200, I like Avalos in this fight. Because if you look at Abdikabul Kaldar's last fight, he really had trouble with a guy who was just relentlessly wrestling him. He was like, I'm going to shoot this takedown and 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 chain them all together and just wear your ass out. And that's exactly what happened to Calder. Calder got tired. He got taken down a bunch of times. He was in some bad positions. And that's literally Avalos's game. Like, Avalos loves to grapple. He's a dude who, like, regularly competes in the gi. He is a really, really, really strong brown belt. He's one of those guys who, like, if you're a good wrestler, he will let you take him down and then try to work off of his back. But the good news here is Calder is not much of a wrestler. He's actually going to be a striker in this one. And actually, I haven't been impressed with his striking either. It's kind of, it seems sharp, but it also seems like rote in the way that, like, you know, when like a striker first starts to like learn combinations, he throws the same like two or three all the time. Calder kind of does that. So like, I don't really trust that any of his striking is like good. Sometimes it looks good, but I don't know that it's actually good. So I think Avalos just like puts a pace on him, gets a couple of these takedowns and takes this fight here.
All right. There you go, people. Hopefully we get him as a little bit of a dog. You never know. All right. We're up to our co-main event already. Jacob Rosales versus Kevin Bohm. This is at featherweight, 3 5-minute rounds. Not a surprise that Uriah Faber has a promotion with a bunch of lighter weight guys in it. Bohm, Game Time is the nickname. 9-6. 4 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. This is his A1 combat debut. He's lost 2 straight fights, both via finish. Before that, he won 3 straight. He's not fought since December of 2022. He has missed weight in the past. 0-2 in Bellator. Was a regional champion. Rosales, Lil Badger. Maybe he's a rapper as well. 14-8, 6 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. 1-0 in A1 combat. 1-2 over his last 3. 3-4 over his last 7. Got one via TKO his last fight. 0-2 on Contender Series. 3-0 in Bellator. Was a regional champion. Used to fight up at welterweight and down at... this is at featherweight. Used to fight up at welterweight. We'll leave it at that. 3 inches of reach on Bohm. Go ahead.
He used to fight at lightweight too. He fought at lightweight on Contender Series. Yeah. He did fight at welterweight too, but he also fought because when he lost on Contender Series, he lost to Jonathan Pierce, which by the way, he told me in an interview was because he had a fractured fibula. Which is
what a pussy broken leg. Wow.
You imagine fighting in Contender Series with a broken fibula? That's one of the most. And I asked him a whole bunch of questions about it. Tune into the Top Trip MMA podcast this week to find out.
Definitely.
Rosales, I'm going to say big favorite here because he was on Contender Series twice. Mm-hmm. The 2 losses and like his kind of shoddy record might make him an underdog in some situations on the regional scene. But Bohm's record just sucks, right? Like, what did you say? He was 9-8 on his career.
9-6.
Not as bad as Yeah. But it looks bad. And I think, like, if it looked better, he might come in as a favorite here. But I think you're going to see Rosales, you know, negative 275, plus 250 on the return for Bohm. And I will say, I'm going to pick Rosales here. I'm so happy he's moved down to featherweight. Like, that's the right weight class for him. Up at lightweight, he was just, I mean, it was badly undersized in all those fights, especially against Jonathan Pierce, who's like a massive dude. Although Jonathan Pierce down to featherweight now is still a massive dude. Rosales just didn't belong at lightweight. He's looked way better. He beat Zuckerberg's training partner in his last fight, that Kai Wu. It's Zuckerberg's guy. And I'll say the thing I really like about him, too, is he just doesn't back up. He moves forward, puts together decent combinations. And Bohm, from what I've seen of him, especially in his fight, he actually fought Kai Kara France, Kai Kamaka, sorry, the other Kai. Kai Kamaka III in his last Bellator fight. He winds up too much on his strikes. He's one of those people who you're like, oh, here comes the head kick. And like, the person gets out of the way of it. And you're like, oh, it's a really nice fundamental head kick, but I just saw it coming like 20 seconds ago. And Rosales just moves well enough that I don't think that's a problem for him. He's quick and he's going to move forward. And now that he's not at a giant size disadvantage, I think he's got advantages there too. So give me Rosales, probably a pretty big favorite here.
Okay, dokie. Before we get to the main event, and it's for gold, let me tell you about Game Time. You can get tickets for everything on Game Time. Any event you want, last minute, plan in advance, they got it all covered. You can snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Download Game Time app, create an account. You use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, you create an account, redeem your code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. They are the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. You get images of your seats before you buy them, which is always a convenient thing to have. So you know exactly what you're looking at before you buy it. You can buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps and you're set, and tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. So if all that sounds good to you, and it should, get the app, code CFBX, $20 off, boom. Hall of Fame bets should sound good to you as well. You win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea in the Hall of Fame bets revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame bets. All
right. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Righty. Gumby and I did the research, and we're going to give you the winning pick for the main event. Well, Gumby will. This is for the A1C at lightweight championship of the world. Only three rounds, so 3 5-minute rounds. Is Tapology correct there, or don't you know?
I'm pretty sure that's correct, because I've seen some other fights that I think have been main events that I was like, was that for a title? And then it was, and it was short. But I don't quote me on it. It's the same thing.
Tapology is pretty good. So
when CFFC has those four rounders, which is the real weird thing it does, that always throws me off too. So it wouldn't shock me here.
You can usually trust Tapology. So we're going to go with that 3 5-minute rounds. Alex Sanchez versus Anthony Figueroa. I didn't butcher it, but I paused. Figueroa, we'll tell you about first. He is the challenger here. He's 4-0, one knockout, one submission, 2-0 in A1 combat, 1-0 in Bellator. That's all I got for him. Hulk Sanchez, our champion, 14-3, 8 knockouts, 2 submissions, 1-0 in A1 combat. That was for the title, and he won it at 155 pounds. This is his first title defense. He's won 6 straight fights in 8 of 9. 2 straight wins have come via knockout or TKO. Used to fight up at welterweight. He's an inch taller than Figueroa. Okay, now it's your job to tell us the winner.
I think Sanchez is going to be a slight favorite, because of the record and just the fact that he has a big long resume. Let's say -135 to +115 on the other end for Figueroa. I'm actually going to go dog here. If his number comes up plus at all, take Figueroa. And my reason why I like Figueroa here is if you watch Sanchez fight, he's a guy who throws his hooks are weird. Like his hooks seem like they come from his hips. And they're more pawing than they actually look like they have any body behind them. And every single time he throws him, his chin goes up in the air, which is obviously something you'd worry about against any fighter. And Figueroa is not a big power puncher, so like you might get away with that. But the bigger problem is if he's throwing those kind of punches, he's going to get taken down, right? Like it doesn't look like he's defended takedowns. And Figueroa has actually got really nice takedowns. He looks great on the mat. I will tell you positionally, I like Figueroa way more on the mat than I like Sanchez. Whether or not he can get it there, kind of a question, just because of the people he's fought have just been a way lower level in terms of wrestling than what he's about to face. If it gets there, he's got a huge advantage. But even in lieu of that, like the fact that Sanchez just throws like arm punches and has his chin up in the air, you really can't trust a guy in the regional scene like that, because everybody, even if they're not fundamental strikers, are out to punch your head off. And yeah. I think that even if Figueroa has to fight that kind of fight, he's going to deal with Sanchez. So and that, and I'll also just throw this out here. Sanchez only won his last fight because his other opponent got tired and he got a TKO based on the guy just being pooped. And Figueroa's got a good gas tank. So I think that'll change things too. Give me Figueroa, hopefully in the dog range. Any plus number would be stellar.
All right, there you go. Let's recap. We'll get out of your ears. Figueroa, Rosales, Avalos, McCottrell, and Batin Gonzalez, correct?
That's right.
Fantastic. We are out of your ears. We'll be back into your ears again on Wednesday and Thursday. No UFC, no problem. We got plans for you. We got some fun episodes coming up, so we will get that in your ear holes. Until then, you can find us in the Discord, always in the Discord. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. If Twitter's more your jam, SGPN MMA, Gumby runs that account, posts lots of good stuff there. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm a Jeff Fox writer there. And on Instagram, Gumby's got Top Turtle MMA podcast. Drops in your ear holes, usually midweek. And he's interviewing a couple of people on this very card we just broke down, correct?
Correct. I'm talking to Jacob Rosales and Jose Avalos, who we just spoke of, both of those guys.
And you picked both of them too, which is good.
I did.
Get in my Substack, moneymmmade.substack.com. I do lots of writing there. I give away prizes, pick 'em contests, lots of fun stuff there. And all good things in the sports gambling sphere is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Help us crush corporate gambling. Gumby, get us out of here.
All right, I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's Illmatic, Stillmatic, formerly Matic, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.